please spell item two?
Item number two from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting a revised report requesting approval to allocate the anticipated 2012 Community Development Block Grant funding.
Mr. Colon, would you please walk us through this? And I would especially like you to address how you get the particular block grants that are being recommended in your report. What's the process for doing that so all of the supervisors understand what went into this? And one piece, there was a public hearing on this. Supervisor Schmidt, I think you were previously on economic development. Supervisor Weishaupt, are you on that committee?
That's correct.
Anyone else that I'm missing? So a few of you were at the, Supervisor Johnson was also okay, so about half the committee was at the public hearing. I was not, certainly. We had an opportunity to access that via Legistar, but if you would please go through the process a little more thoroughly for those of us that weren't here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. So we're submitting a revised CDBG package that's slightly different from our original package that we submitted, and they're really due to several organizations indicating to us that they could not meet the rules set forth by HUD. And those organizations include Granville Faith, the Milwaukee County Parks Project, Easter Seals, and Eisenhower. They themselves told us they, after additional meetings with them, told us that they could not meet the requirements set forth by HUD. So as a result of that, we added on WIPP as a job creation project, and we also, instead of giving 50% to the municipalities, we gave them 56% to cover the rest of the revenue as a result of those projects not being eligible. As the chairwoman mentioned, organizations were invited to the public hearing on March 5th, and at that public hearing, they were asked to give a presentation specifically on how they were going to meet the jurisdictional requirements as well as serving low and moderate income people. This year, we instituted a review process that ranked the projects based on a scoring system. So we looked at project approach. We wanted to make sure that that was consistent with our consolidated plan, with the national objectives. We also looked at jurisdiction, again, to make sure that the projects were serving the surrounding 16 municipalities, which does not include City of Milwaukee, West Dallas, and Wauwatosa. We looked at experience and qualifications, past performance, and we want to make sure that they're serving low and moderate income people. And we looked at their budget and other sources of funds. So it was a really objective scoring process that we used this year. This year, we also instituted a panel that consisted of CDBG experts, two within the housing division, and one from the City of Milwaukee, and one from the City of West Dallas. We excluded management from this process, so myself, Jim Matthew, was not involved at all in terms of scoring
the projects, but we did have CDBG experts that understood the program. All the projects being recommended here today attended a mandatory meeting again, and were again told about the rules and regs of HUD, and all of them indicated that they could meet those requirements. We are also in the process of developing a subrecipient manual so that the organizations will understand specifically what's required of them. And then when we enter into a contract with them, we'd like to have them sign the manual as proof that they've read it and understand it, because they're going to have to provide us with documentation moving forward. Also moving forward, we will not disperse funds unless these organizations provide us with sufficient documentation indicating that they're meeting the rules set forth by HUD. So right now, the county board and the county executive could approve these packages based on what the organizations have told us. But if they can't prove it through documentation moving forward, we would not release funds to them. HUD has indicated that they'd like our package by August. So we have a tight timeline. Right now, if the county board and the county executive approve this package by, let's say, May 30th, we have to put it up for public comment for 30 days. That'll take us to June 30th. So then July 1 or very close after that, we'll submit a package to HUD. Technically, they have 45 days to review it, so that would take us past the August, but we think if we can meet this timeline, that we'd be good to go with meeting that August 1st deadline. But again, it's time sensitive. So on behalf of the Department of Health and Human Services, we'd ask that request the authorization to allocate the CDBG package.
Supervisor Mann.
First, thank you, Madam Chair. When did I used to be on this? When did they change the policy that we went through this? Because I never heard anything about the new change of the GBC, CBG funding.
Sure.
I understand there have been issues since Nancy Olson days, but I'd like to know when did we change this new format? And I just want to miss economic development for 4 years, so I would like to know a little bit more about it. I would like to see the policy.
Sure.
And also, I would like to see how you rank and score each individual.
When you say change the format, are you referring to...
we have a new policy.
Are you referring to that the organizations need to make sure that they're serving the 16 municipalities?
No.
Oh.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm saying when we change... Madam Chair?
Yes, Supervisor Mayor.
I'm asking when do we go to this different format of picking... what is your criteria of each one? Like, for instance, I'm looking at Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee, $21,000. It's a countywide project. How did you meet those criteria? What are the criteria? You've given us a packet, and unfortunately, I don't know anything about how you came with this decision. So I'm trying to figure out when did we change our policy of going through this new standard of operations?
Yep.
And did it come in front of the county board that time, so we know that this is a policy that the county board established and agreed upon.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayor. We met with HUD when I first came on board. Met with HUD. They told us that there's this potential liability for last year because Milwaukee County wasn't following the rules set forth by them. So they have been advising us along the process on how we could move forward with the program using a more objective scoring criteria. And they referred us to Dane County as an example. So we took a lot of information from Dane County and some other counties in terms of how they allocate their funds. So we basically all of them have some type of objective scoring criteria. So instead of reinventing the wheel, we just kind of took what is already out there and applied it here to have a more objective, transparent process.
Supervisor Mann, you started before.
Okay, I understand that you changed the policy and the procedures. I asked, when did you change the policy that we used to do, that the county board understands the criteria? Even though you met with HUD,
right. This
is a whole different format, and I'm asking, when did it come in from the county board?
Sure.
Or did it come in front of economic development for their approval?
There's been, Madam Chair and Supervisor, there have been several reports now that have indicated the process we were going to use. I think three reports now that have showed the process that we were going to use, and there has not been any objections that have been discussed at these committee meetings since we've been talking about this new process.
Madam Chair, again, I didn't ask about any. When did it come to the front of the county, the committee and the county board, so we understood? I did not know this new process. I'm brand new back to the committee. So I just wanted to know where the process, so I could look at it, where are the procedures, so I understand how you're going through this process.
Sure.
Director Colon, I think Supervisor Mayo is asking you if this evaluation criteria in which you establish a point system, was that approved by the prior Economic Community Development Committee?
The answer is no. There wasn't, we didn't present it as something that that we thought would need to be approved by the county board. So the answer would be no to that question.
Was this... point system, however, presented at the prior meetings.
Yes.
They understood that was the process that you were using. Is that correct?
Correct.
And apparently the committee, no one on the committee objected at that time.
Correct.
Supervisor Mayo, you still on the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have another question.
You completed?
I'm fine.
All right. Supervisor Weishon, anyone else? Supervisor
Weishon. Well, my questions are in the same vein as Supervisor Mayo, because I can tell you from being on the committee of the last cycle, this we never approved these changes, and I when did, I guess, these new meetings take place? Because for the committee, we have the veto in front of us for the first item. The public hearing, the recommendations for from the department were all there, and we worked from that. Now we have a whole new, you could say, packet that has never been before the county board or this committee before, because I'd like to know, you know, where the changes came to give a greater proportion to the suburban ICC to decide rather than Milwaukee County. I think that's important. And who made that initiation, that change? And
sure. Director Cologne, first of all, I think the question is, were these allocations, did all of those organizations appear before the prior committee for a public hearing?
Yes, all of the competitive ones that were being recommended here did attend before the public hearing. And Jim Matthew can chime in here, but the reason why we gave slightly more to the municipalities is because this time around, the nonprofits that applied were not going to be eligible according to the rules set forth by HUD. That was the reason why we gave a little bit more to municipalities, and the reason why you have it in front of you right now for your consideration.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
What date was that change made? Because what we didn't eliminate, or the department didn't eliminate, there was four or five programs that you're not recommending today that you had recommended in
Correct.
The past.
Correct.
So the increase to the suburban communities came within the last few weeks?
Month or?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Correct.
And that, and that's my point, that the last committee meeting we had on this issue, nobody sat down from the department and said we are increasing the share to suburban communities.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what we have is a whole new packet in front of us that they may have gone and been a public hearing on it, but those groups walked away thinking they either had won or lost you know, their bid, and that bid was then submitted to the county board. So though we may have technically satisfied the needs to have a public hearing, I don't think it. We're kind of mixing the two, because there was a glitch in here, and I don't think that we would have maybe made some of those same decisions on some of those community groups at that time. So I think that the context is very important when these recommendations were made. So to get to Supervisor Holloway's, Mayo's point. Thinking last cycle, first cycle, all that kind of stuff. But when did the meetings take place with all these different organizations to say that they would comply with this new list of criteria?
Sure. We so prior to the public hearing, our staff, through email communications, phone conversations, let them know. Remember, this is kind of a year in transition in terms of how we're moving forward. I met with Supervisor Lipscomb and also DeBruin at the time to let them know we got to change this very quickly. And at the time, applications already went out, and it wasn't, this was last year, it wasn't really clearly articulated to them, this new HUD rules and guidelines. So it was a year of transition where we reached out to all the organizations, let them know the new rules, let them know the rules set forth by HUD, asked them to come to the public hearing, and to give them an opportunity on how they were going to serve the jurisdiction and low and moderate income people. Based on those earlier conversations with them, they indicated to us that they could meet the rules. So they went to the public hearing. That's why we submitted a package, including some of these projects that now are being excluded. Because we had another, after that, we had more conversations just with them. We said, look, we want you to really understand. These are the rules. You have to give us documentation in order for us to disperse the funds. Again, that was another conversation. After that conversation is when these four organizations told us we can't do it. So they themselves took themselves out of the project. As a result of that, the only thing that's different is we're adding WRTP, who was at the public hearing, because they scored, within the ranking system, they were kind of like next on the chart. And then all the additional thing we did, because there's no other nonprofits really that we felt were eligible, we just gave a little bit more money to the municipalities. Now, the municipalities did not attend the public hearing. They just are given an allocation. This is how the policy that was set forth before. 50% goes to the municipalities, 50% goes to nonprofit organizations. We just gave them a little more because we didn't have enough nonprofits that were eligible to move forward. Now, moving forward, we'd like to consider that the county board consider that all applications be competitive versus 50-50, and that they all be competitive based on the priorities that we set forth moving forward. But this is a year in transition, and so we tried to just go with that 50-50 split per the suggestion of past practice.
All right, you said 6%. 6% more went to the suburbs,
right.
And this is what Supervisor Weishin has been asking. What is the dollar number for that?
Is it $92,000
over the 50% split.
No.
But why don't you work on that? Yeah. Supervisor Weishin, you still have the floor, and then Supervisor
right.
Mayo.
My question was, when did, I guess, this new package, everybody that is on it, I'm not interested in, we sustained the veto, everything in the past, I don't need to hear any of the old stuff because I think it's confusing. The fact is, the packet that is in front of us today is item number 2. I'd like to know when those groups on that list, that there is a meeting to say that they would meet all of the criteria that's required for the program.
Yeah, so that meeting happened 3 weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. It was a mandatory meeting. We asked them all to come, and we talked to them about the rules. All of them indicated that they are able to meet the requirements.
Okay. Madam Chair, I think I was hoping we had the staff. I do have an amendment. I believe it was passed out.
Supervisor Weishin, I'm going to recognize you first when we get to the action items, but before we get to the action items, can I find out first if any of the other supervisors have a question about the process? Any other committee members want to ask a question about the process? Supervisor Mayo, I think you had.
Actually, it was $1.5 million that came in. It was $1.5 million, and the suburb gets 50%, and the Milwaukee gets county gets 50%. And my question to you, Mr. Colon, is: you saying that now you want all of this, the 1.4, become competitive even with the municipalities now? Even when the municipalities apply for it, they need to compete.
Moving forward, that's a suggestion that we'd like to present before the board, and I think that's a fair way of doing it, and it would maximize on the priorities we establish as a county.
Mr. McCool, I was going to let you know you're going to have a very hard fight in front of you. We've been fighting about the block grant since 1996.
Sure.
About this college would like to have to take it over. I was just curious, would we just give it to them, let them run it? because they was even got Milwaukee County a little moved around a while. You know that they got us in trouble with us before, penalized because they don't spend most of their money banking it.
Right.
But you got to look at exactly how you want to run this program over at ICC.
Sure.
There's a lot of issues dealing with the library.
Yeah.
All right. Let's establish the procedure. We are under the gun right now. We have got to get this done by May. We're in danger of losing this money. I think, Director Colon, you are saying to this committee that you will return and we're going to establish a procedure. And I think at that time we can also review this evaluation process and the points and get all of that weighed in by the policy committee that directs this.
Absolutely.
That's going to be in the future. As chair, I've heard it said, we're going to make sure I will follow through on that. All right, so that's the procedure. We are going to work on that. Supervisor Mayo's probably correct. We're probably going to have a real interesting process to get that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think we can improve the project.
Mm-hmm.
That takes care of the policy piece. Are there any other questions on the process for getting this list together this morning by committee members? Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, this is, we're putting new territory here, and this is, I have, when I started off, when Chairman, Supervisor Mayo was chairman of this committee, I started on the board a few years ago. We've had a process, I think that's worked pretty well, and Mr. Bolton has spent many, many, many hours on this, and I think we've always tried to be fair, and we're splitting up the monies, and looking, now we, all of a sudden, these new guidelines, we got into this housing a few years ago, we got in trouble. HUD comes in, and I was not on the last committee for the last couple of years, so a couple of people who were here, so this is a new committee. We're thrown in a very difficult situation because we really had no input on any of this, obviously. I do understand the conundrum here that you had to react to HUD, and if you don't do something, maybe with some minor changes today, we're going to be in a heck of a fix. We'll jeopardize the program here. We really need to do a lot of work here, as been mentioned. Without question, and the role of the county or the suburban versus city and the guidelines. Now, I saw the point values in the system. You gave us that. We need a lot of education this going forward. And you know what? I do think that this is an area we've been very cooperative on and need to be. We have so many organizations. As a previous member, you know, all the 68, 72, 92 people come and make their three-minute presentations, and somehow we figure out how to divvy this up. Staff has to be, you know, very integral in this process, and like I said, Mr. Bolton's done, I think, an exceptional job and spending many, many hours trying to be fair to all the different parties involved. And I like the fact we've been piecemeal, the fact that we give, you know, we help people who help themselves. We shouldn't be the only funding source for many organizations, and we're not, and that's why we're happy to give to organizations that have other funding sources. So many times we have to be the seed here. So, you know, I guess I'm trying to talk this out for myself, too, because we are in a situation where we need to go, but I don't think it's a happy situation because we really haven't had much of a role here, this new committee, obviously. We have to make a, I think we are in a position to make a decision. And I guess going forward to look at, too, we've had three-year rules, and we've had kind of minimum and maximum kind of rules to how much we can put, so I think all that has to be looked at, and I hope we follow some of those guidelines again. So I understand what Madam Chairman says. We're thrown in a situation, you know, if we have to make maybe a couple of minor changes today, possibly, but otherwise, I think we need to get on board with HUD. Unfortunately, they gave us these things kind of backdoor, in my opinion, and we need to follow through and get something done today so we can move forward. So all these different organizations get the monies they need and what we kind of promised them in the past, too. So that's the comments I had to make. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I appreciate that, Supervisor Schmidt. It's a kind of a good historical setting for that. All right, moving on to the action item, Supervisor Weishan, I promise to give you the floor for that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What you have before you is an amendment, and I think that the case has been made that this has gotten very confusing over the last couple months about what's been recommended from the department and what supervisors want, and the whole tug of war between suburban communities and Milwaukee County. So what I have proposed here, instead of making large sweeping changes or anything like that. It is a reduction to the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Micro Enterprise back to the normal amount that we normally give this organization. We usually range between about a $15,000 and a $25,000 allocation over the last 10 years. And what I'd like to do is just keep things simple, stick with some of our allocations that we've done in the past, and then to make sure that we comply with HUD, instead of a 500% increase for one organization, we could just put $70,000 into the special needs housing for Milwaukee County, and we will then be assured that it meets all of the requirements of HUD. In I think we could have actually the department talk to that as far as their ability to comply with HUD. And the reason that I felt that this was necessary is that a letter that was sent to all of us by Ms. Tia Tehoyster a month or so ago, it's a letter from HUD to the director, Cologne, and it points out some of our problems with 2011. And when I saw that the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative was one of those projects that had an issue, that I thought, they do good work, but we're just having a problem with the project jurisdiction, because it's not as simple as the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County as a whole, that you have to focus on the 16 municipalities that are not entitlement communities. So I guess I'm just hedging my bet here and limiting my risk, that rather than having to pay back HUD $92,000 because we're not in compliance, I would willing to say that I'm willing to take a bet on this organization that they will be able to comply and continue our allocation of roughly the $20,000 a year that we do. So at this time, I would like to move approval of the amendment. And like I said, if you'd like the department to make a comment on their ability to make sure that the HUD funding is consistent with the special needs housing.
First of all, does everyone have a copy of the amendment? Madam Clerk, you want to read the amendment, please?
Amendment number one, reduce the amount for the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative microenterprise to $22,000 from $92,000. Add a new project for Milwaukee County Housing in the amount of $70,000 to develop special needs housing consistent with HUD requirements and previous plans adopted by the county board.
Supervisor Weishin asked the special needs housing. Mr. Matthew, are you able to address that piece?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors. We could ensure as a department that this money does meet HUD regulations. There's three current buildings under construction for special needs housing right now, two of which are in the suburbs, and we do plan on continuing that mission in the future. So we could most likely use these funds to a 2013 project. I don't know if there's any specific wishes from the board about the dollars, but the department could ensure that this money does meet all HUD regulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We became aware of this amendment on Thursday, and I immediately had a couple questions. And one was, we didn't apply, so was that going to be a problem? And two, we didn't present at the public hearing on March 5th, so I wasn't sure if this was going to meet the satisfaction of HUD. We have contacted HUD, and they have alerted us that it would be fine because it's within our consolidated plan, the type of project that we would do. So as a department, we would feel comfortable with the amendment, and we would come forth with a project that would meet the rules of HUD. I do want to just make one point, though, is that WIBIC last year, they were not the department – didn't tell them the rules that are set forth by HUD, meaning that they didn't give them the direction that they had to serve the surrounding 16 municipalities, and that is why they show up as a potential liability for the county for last year. This year, it has been clearly communicated to them and to the other organizations that they have to serve the surrounding municipalities.
Thank you. So that was last year. This year they did meet the criteria that you set out. Is that what you're stating?
This year they will have to. Otherwise, we won't disperse the funds.
All right. We do have Wendy Bauman here from WWPIC. So at this point, I would like Ms. Bauman to come forward and make her comments.
Thank you. Good morning. I did want to comment. I don't know, Amber, do you want to comment? I'm also here with Amber Miller, and she heads up a lot of our business education programs in Milwaukee County, in the greater Milwaukee area. So just a couple points, because I really think it was inaccurately reflected, some sentiments in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article regarding about WBIC apparently not providing low and moderate income support. So I just have to share a couple comments. First of all, in 2012, WBIC is celebrating 25 years putting dreams to work. We were started by good folks, Harry Frankie, Marty Stein, Julia Taylor, Judy Drinka, and Milwaukee County was actually on the very first part of starting WBIC, funding WBIC's first revolving loan fund for like a $15,000 20-plus years ago, I think. Good Glenn Boltman was there at the time. Those funds have been lent and relent and relent, and our current loan portfolio now is $6.5 million. We leverage those dollars. We continue to leverage them. Last year alone, we approved $3.8 million in loans. About half of that was greater Milwaukee County. WBIC was started with the idea 25 years ago of providing quality business education and access to fair capital to three specific groups. Number one, low and moderate income. Number two, minority and people of color. And number three, women. And 25 years later, and I've been at the organization now going on 20 years, I'm very pleased and proud to say that's overwhelmingly who we serve. In terms of Milwaukee County, we have met and exceeded our goals for the past 10-plus years, and there has been a change. It is very clear from your comments today. Can you count City of Milwaukee? Can you count City of West Allis? Who can you count? We were only in compliance with the information we had at the time and clearly understand going forward that if we need to look at West Milwaukee, St. Francis, Cudahy, and non-West Allison City of Milwaukee, we served 4,200 unduplicated clients last year. We can certainly account for these dollars and make sure that these people have it. And while, again, I can make no comment about other sources of this funds, I can make a comment that we would never embarrass the administration. We always meet our goals and are clear about that. There is certainly plenty of work, and I also think that, we're just coming out of a global economic crisis, and I thought the important operative words were jobs, and that's what this organization does and can clearly point to jobs created, certainly throughout Milwaukee County. So I did want to share that. I also shared it in a formal written email, and I actually would like a copy of the comments that I haven't seen that I believe the supervisor commented to the Journal Sentinel, implying that, again, we were, not serving low and moderate income. Thank you.
We can't account for what the Journal prints. I'm sure many of us would love to jump on your bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, I have to make it at least clear to the people in this room.
All right. We're speaking on the amendment now. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, on the amendment, and it does speak to the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. I did get this email. I think we all have. I don't think anyone questions how well you use the money we give you. And by the way, I'm sure you have a figure. How much money has this Black grant in Milwaukee County given to you over the past, since 1996?
Yeah, our grants have ranged anywhere, I think, I think at one time it was as high as $40,000, but in the last few years it's been in the range of $20,000 or $25,000.
And what would that total be, please?
I don't have the total of those combined years.
It's been substantial. Okay, very, very substantial. And well-deserved. So I make both those comments.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that, in my comments before, we give to people who help themselves. You've done an admirable job in your organization, without question, in the community and for women's businesses and leverage the money exceedingly well. You've got other wonderful grants. So in saying that, if I feel badly is the right word, but I think we've been very fair. As fair as we can be to so many organizations, including yours, as far as the amount of monies that we've given. And, I think the monies that we're given, again, even though it's a reduction, we do so many important things in the housing area that we get no credit for. The reporter isn't here. And, we do in the areas of emergency home repair, architectural barrier removal. I mean, in these areas, the county has done such amazingly good things and spent so much money that, of course, we get no public recognition of that. So we come in an area here of of so many needs, and of course we don't get the money the city can and gets. You understand the limitations we under, and that's why we had to be, you know, given these, you know, 20,000 instead of 40,000 like you used to get, okay, and things like this. We've needed to do this to, because there's so many needs in the community that we try to make some help there. So I guess I'm trying to do two things at once here. Maybe apologizing a little bit in the sense that, you know, you're not getting everything that you were promised if this amendment passes, which I think I will support. And but this housing need and special housing, we've done such, we did some very marvelous things through the Veterans Administration thing on 35th Street in Wisconsin that was empty lot for, I don't know, 25 years or something like that. And we need to move in this area. Maybe someday we'll get some recognition for some of this stuff. But this is an area I think we need to work in. We have the new HUD guidelines, and I hope in no way you feel this vote in any way represents our lack of respect for what your organization has done, and we hope to continue to support that as time goes on. I think this is the reality of things. I think we have the HUD guidelines. I think you have done an exemplary job in following all the guidelines we've given you and the people you have served and what you have leveraged your money for. So I just wanted to make all those comments again. Thank you.
Any other comments? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to vote against the amendment because I know of the great work that Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation does, and I know that with the $92,000 that they'll be able to help many small businesses that are in need of help through their loan program and other resources that they have available to them. It's very important for minorities and women, minority firms and women firms, those firms that don't have a lot of resources, a lot of capital in order to have an opportunity to build their businesses, and particularly in an economy such as this one is. So I'm going to vote against the amendment.
Any other comments? I'm going to take just a little leeway today as chair. I don't want to pass the gavel. I keep saying gavel. Supervisor Weishan, it appears to me that we've got about $90,000 in the different allocations between suburban and countywide. What I did hear, Director Cole, maybe you could come back to the table. It looks to me like you just subtract out the suburban and countywide set aside. You get that 6%. Is that a fair comment? Because if it were 50-50, they'd be equal numbers. And I've done that, and it's about 89, just under 90,000 for that 6%. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And Supervisor Weishan, if you want to consider a friendly amendment, we could keep the allocation for the women's business at the amount that they were going to receive. We could take the 6% additional that they were going to give to the counties and apply it to the organization in your amendment. Just a friendly amendment for you.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the amount you would shift is for about 45,000. It's half that amount.
Oh, half that amount.
Because if you take half that amount and add it,
okay, you're right.
The counties, yep, they're both equal.
Then we'd be taking out. So
it's about half that amount.
So I mean, you could adjust the numbers, considering that 45,000. Thank you, Mr. Boltman.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, for your suggestion. But I think what is important is to keep things at this stage as simple and non-confusing as possible. And I think when, since the department has already made the decision to go with 56% to the suburban communities, as it's been pointed out, that is quite the beehive of an issue. And I would just like to stay within sort of like our parameters to say, okay, this is our allocation, this is our recommendation. I have supported the work of the Wisconsin Women's Initiative in the past and do here. I'm just trying to keep things as simple as possible so we can comply with HUD. I'm not eliminating their funding. I'm putting it in the consistent pattern that has existed over the last decade and trying to serve a need that has been pointed out with special needs housing that we know will comply with the HUD guidelines.
Okay. And it's your amendment. I'm not trying to suggest that you change it. Anyone else on the amendment? And just last question, Director Colon, could we take that $45,000 and apply it? This is still open for the board to consider. Is that correct?
Okay, so I would like to speak with staff about that, okay. Just because, right, this gets confusing, and we got public service dollars, sure. And then we got other dollars, so I don't want to put this committee and
we
the board in a situation.
We need to know that before board day so that if we can right. get that response perhaps by Wednesday this week, then we could still
sure.
take a look at that.
Okay.
But fine, we'll accept that okay. answer. All right, if there are no other comments on the amendment, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the amendment offered by Supervisor Weishaupt?
Supervisors Bowen?
No.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Madam Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 4 noes.
Item fails. Looking for an action item on the resolution itself.
Move approval, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Johnson has moved approval on the recommendations from the department. Any comments on the motion to approve the resolution? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Just one last question for the department. It was made a comment earlier about the 2011 allocation. It's been the department's decision that we're not going to ask any of these groups for the money back, even though it didn't comply with the project jurisdiction.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishaupt, yeah, I spoke with Supervisor DeBruin at the time and Supervisor Lipscomb, and because they were not educated on the rules of HUD in that they had to serve the surrounding 16 municipalities, we didn't feel it was appropriate to ask them for the money back because they were trying to follow the rules as they knew it at the time, as was advised by the department. So we didn't think it was fair to them. So we all felt that it would be the counties would be liable versus requesting that the organizations give us that money. Now moving forward, that's not going to be the case because we will not disperse the funds unless they meet the rules. And now this time the difference is we have communicated the rules to them. We are going to give them a subrecipient manual. They are going to have to give us the documentation before we release the funds.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But I want to make sure it's clear to the committee and people in the audience that all those individuals who in the past got block grant have performed highly, and they also their paperwork was in order. Let's make this very clear that because we are changing the rules and you changed the administration, that they did not provide the service for us. Anyone that we did felt that did not provide the service when I was chair would not ever come back and get block grant,
right.
And we made sure that they cannot be a part of it.
Yep.
Everyone else who's been part of this program is very good,
right.
Have performed, and went leaps and bounds when you asked for paperwork.
Right.
HUD changed the rules because the rules may be different now, but they was never this stringent. Because when in 2002, when you used administration money for other things besides housing, that was illegal, and HUD did not come down on that. So there's a number of things I'm glad it's cleaning it up.
Sure.
But let's make sure those providers that we use to help the people in Milwaukee County provide a service for
yep.
them, and they did what they said they're supposed to do.
Director.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Supervisor Mayo. Thank you for making that point. Yeah, this by no way is saying that those organizations, you know, didn't do a good job because they truly serve the most needy in this community, and so they probably did a great job. Now I wasn't here to really tell you whether they did or not, but I'm sure they did an outstanding job at serving the most needy in this community. Moving forward, we also want to let you know, and members of this committee, that if you have nonprofits within the city of Milwaukee that are in within your jurisdictions, it's not that they are not eligible for CDBG dollars anymore. They just have to work with the surrounding municipalities, form partnerships, and make sure that the benefits accrue to the municipalities, not the city of Milwaukee. So I would argue that there's a lot of opportunities for that. Some of these surrounding municipalities don't have the infrastructure, the organizations currently to serve low and moderate income people. And there are a lot of low and moderate income people in these municipalities. So we want to provide more education to these nonprofit organizations So if you have a particular nonprofit organization within your district that you would like us to meet with, to go over the rules, and they could pursue those partnerships with the municipalities and get CDBG dollars, even if they are located in the city more.
Supervisor Mann, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I understand what you're saying, and it's amazing we keep saying low, moderate income. But if you look at your criteria application in Milwaukee County, number one, the maximum points that you give Project Approach 24. Now, to benefit low and moderate income people, the maximum points you get is 5. So your criteria is not what you're feeling, is not what you, what your criteria here, what you're staying right here. So I have a concern about it, but.
Director Cole.
Madam Chair, CDBG, you have to serve low and moderate income. If you don't, there's no conversation. So it's a given that if you're applying for CDBG, you're serving low and moderate income. That's why there's a lower scoring system for that, because there's no conversation if you're not serving low and moderate income. It's just you have to do it.
But we're going to look at all that going forward. I think right now we want to take an action on the resolution. This is very time sensitive. This committee needs to get its work done. So if there are no other comments, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion to approve the resolution.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no.
Aye. Item passes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
to the business council that was here. Moving on to item 3.